This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More Chinese cities have eased some antivirus restrictions as police patrol the streets to head off protests. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Many major cities, including Chengdu in the southwest, announced they were easing testing requirements and controls on movement. In some areas, markets and bus services reopened. The announcements did not mention the recent protests in Shanghai, Beijing, and at least six other cities. The protests erupted in response to tough antivirus restrictions, which saw millions throughout China confined to their homes. The recent loosening of restrictions is a sign President Xi Jinping's government was trying to subdue public anger after there were some calls by protesters for Xi to resign. I'm Karen Chamas.
The demonstrations marked the biggest show of civil disobedience in mainland China since President Xi Jinping took power a decade ago, and come as the economy is set to enter a new era of much slower growth than seen in decades. And in the U.S. state of Michigan, officials say deaths linked to COVID-19 have now surpassed 40,000, with most occurring in people who are older, unvaccinated, or have comorbidities. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Nick DeRuscia is the public health officer in four Upper Peninsula counties in Michigan. He says he's disappointed that some people are still choosing not to use tools that are widely available to prevent death from COVID-19, like vaccinations and booster shots. There were still 113 deaths in the past week. The state's reporting more than 40,000 deaths since the pandemic began. Dr. Daniel Call, a professor of infectious diseases at the University of Michigan, says this wave feels different. Most deaths since March have been occurring outside hospitals, in extended care facilities, hospice situations, or among people who may have multiple other medical issues going on. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. U.S. Congress is attempting to head off a national rail strike. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Members from both parties are pushing for it. Michelle Fischbach, Republican of Minnesota.
Our country's economy can't handle a strike that reports would say would cost $2 billion a day.
Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts.
Commuter rails that carry tens of thousands of people to work each day would no longer run. There will be shortages of nearly every kind of food in our grocery stores.
The result.
The yeas are 290. The nays are 137. The joint resolution is passed.
The bill would bind rail companies and workers to a deal brokered by the Biden administration in September, but voted down by four of the 12 unions involved. It now goes to the Senate, and White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
a bill averting a rail strike needs to reach his desk by this weekend.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The unions have threatened to strike if an agreement can't be reached before a December 9th deadline. Business groups warn that the halting rail service would cause a devastating $2 billion per day hit to the economy. U.S. President Joe Biden will host French leader Emmanuel Macron for talks Thursday at the White House. The world leaders are expected to cover a range of topics, including Russia's war in Ukraine and China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. U.S. and French officials said Iran's nuclear program and security in the Sahel region of Africa would also be on the agenda. Macron is the first world leader Mr. Biden is hosting on a state visit since becoming president. A state dinner will be held in the French leader's honor Thursday night. The trial of a Hong Kong newspaper publisher who was arrested in a crackdown on a pro-democracy movement was postponed Thursday after the territory's leader asked China to effectively block him from hiring a British defense lawyer. Jimmy Lai faces a possible life sentence if convicted under a national security law imposed by the ruling Communist Party on the former British colony. The Prince and Princess of Wales are in the United States on their first overseas trip since the death of Queen Elizabeth II, aiming to showcase the younger face of a monarchy that is tackling important issues like climate change as it attempts to remain relevant in a modern, multicultural Britain. The three-day trip to the city of Boston is focused on Prince William's initiative to award millions of dollars to new generation of environmental entrepreneurs who are developing everything from cleaner burning stoves to alternatives to leather. The Royal Mint has launched a new collectible coin celebrating the iconic British rock and roll band the Rolling Stones. The new coin is the fifth in the Royal Mint's Music Legends series. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.